Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. First, set your listening buddy to your side and let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay, deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels in the air, as if you're resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, so you're very safe. You'll start by thinking about your feet, slowly move up to your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your cloud. It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze hugs you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Now, think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze circle you as the cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud carries you and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to drift between them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, floating on the comfy little cloud. Now, think about your arms. How do they feel? Are they warm or cool? Let the wind gently circle them, then rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the little cloud. Next, focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the cloud and feel them soften. Breathe like a dragon in and out. The cloud holds your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on the cloud. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze circles your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Snuggle Up. Clouds blanketed the sky and big white snowflakes drifted to the ground outside the window of the family room. The fluffy green blanket was folded up neatly on the couch, waiting patiently for the little girl to pick out a book. Bliss the blanket relaxed in the glowing light of the fire in the fireplace. She enjoyed hearing the logs crackle and pop as the room grew more cozy. Flames flickered around the logs, changing the brown wood to black. In the heart of the fire, the blanket noticed embers glowing red. Occasionally, an ember would pop up into the air, shining brightly for a split second, then it would drop back down, turning into a fleck of ash. As Bliss the blanket delighted in the fire's movements, the little girl made her way to the couch and settled in with a pile of books. The blanket smiled, ready to read and snuggle. Bliss felt surprised when the little girl opened the first book and left her blanket neatly folded. Bliss looked around to try to figure out what was different. Usually, the little girl snuggled with her blanket as she read her books. At first glance, it seemed the same as always. The little girl had turned the same lamp on. They were sitting on the same couch. What could it be? Bliss stared into the dancing flames in the fireplace as she thought. She noticed the cozy warmth of the room. The fire had the blanket feeling pretty toasty. Bliss looked back at the little girl and noticed the glow of the fire on the book, the girl's hands, and her face. Then the little blanket realized what was different. There was a fire burning in the fireplace. The little girl didn't need her blanket when the fire glowed so warmly. Bliss sighed. She had been looking forward to their reading routine and felt unsure what to do now. The little blanket took a deep breath in and out. The little girl did have a large pile of books. Maybe she would get to share some of them with her. In the meantime, Bliss decided that she would enjoy the flickering flames in the fireplace. As the fluffy green blanket watched the fire, she noticed it seemed a little darker in the room. The flames had changed. They were smaller than before and more red than orange and yellow. Bliss noticed that the logs were much smaller. Most of them were now white and crumbling into the fireplace as they turned to ash. The blanket felt the warmth of the fire fade. She looked over at the little girl who had tucked her feet up under the cushions of the couch. The girl's shoulders had started to hunch together. The little girl looked as if she felt cold. Then the little girl looked over at her blanket and smiled. "I'm so glad you're here," she said. "Why don't we read a story together?" The little girl picked Bliss up off the corner of the couch and wrapped herself in the cozy blanket. Bliss had stored the warmth of the fire, and the little girl relaxed as she felt the cozy hug of the blanket. "Okay, let's read this one," the little girl said. She opened the book and began to read to Bliss. The blanket smiled and settled in for the story. As the little girl read to her little green blanket, the flames faded away, leaving only glowing embers. Bliss relaxed and listened to the story. The little girl, hugged by her blanket, began to close her eyes. Now it was time for a little nap. Bliss wished everyone happiness and peace as the fluffy blanket thought of all she had to be grateful for. The little blanket was grateful for the warmth of the fireplace. She was happy to be able to hold on to the warmth of the fire. Most of all, Bliss was thankful that the little girl read stories to her. The little blanket squeezed herself tight and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Bliss took another deep dragon breath, melting into the soft, cozy couch, in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and the little blanket fell asleep along with the little girl, dreaming of a crackling fire.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.